Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 7th of November, recording at 9:36 p.m. And that's Greenwich Mean Time. Okay, first the highlights. Stock market's generally firm in here today. Hong Kong, one of the bigger exceptions, down 1.5 points. But most of the rallies are being maintained, consolidated, and or extended. Looking elsewhere, government bonds up a little bit in here today. They've been pretty weak recently and have been getting down towards that prior low, which may offer a little bit of support. March low? I have to go back and look at the chart to be sure. In the currencies, the big news occurred after I had made my early broadcast on Friday, and that of course was the US dollar index's strength, US dollar strength generally. And that's quite an important signal. More about that in a moment. And precious metals, early sell-off in here today and then recovered to end on the upside. And in most instances, I think, upside or unchanged. Natural gas, upside key day reversal. That's potentially important. Okay, now let's go back to stock markets. This rebound continues, and needless to say, confidence gains accordingly. So people have mostly forgotten that sell-off that occurred during the first half of last month. Now, the leadership's been pretty good. But really, in looking around here, I like the same markets that I've liked all along. In other words, it's the resources trades. It's also the emerging market themes. Japan, though, is certainly the most informed stock market right now. And so just in terms of short-term timing, I definitely like that more than anything else. Now, the danger here, as I say, is that we've just got a remaining window of opportunity in this tiring bull run. So I think that if this rally continues in November and December, and quite possibly beyond, as it well may, but that's my best case scenario. Although I've been a bit cautious this year overall, while certainly playing all my favorite sectors for a good run. But rather than becoming increasingly bullish, I would be becoming increasingly cautious. In other words, we've now got those October lows. They're really quite important, as I've emphasized ever since they were established. Now, as long as those October lows are holding and markets remain generally steady, in other words, they're not pressuring those October lows, we're not seeing downward dynamics. There's been precious little of that recently, Hong Kong excepted, and that's probably a special situation. There's probably a reason for it that I'm not aware of. But as long as these markets are generally steady, then one can be optimistic that we will see some further gains in here. So if one was going to be buying, the time to do it was last week, this week perhaps. But as rallies continue, I think we should really be becoming more cautious once again, particularly if Wall Street is unable to see other indices emulate what has just taken place on the transports. Now, if we see other indices break through their highs on Wall Street, then I would definitely become more bullish, thinking, right, this rally is going to carry well into the first quarter of 2006. But at this stage, I think it would be probably prudent to bear in mind that the secular bull is getting long in the tooth, and that we want to stay there for, did I say secular bull? No, this technical bull that Wall Street has seen is getting long in the tooth, and therefore I would want to stay with the secular bull themes. And if they do really well, then one ought to be thinking about some introducing some trailing stops or taking some money off the table. Okay. Now, I've been talking about the secular bulls that I favored all along, which you could do the same thing in any other market that's had what must be said a very, very good performance in here in the European stock market indices, for instance. Okay, moving on to the government bonds. Best I can see is technical rallies within the top formation. I would not want to have a portfolio full of bonds. I would be, well, really have been out of bond longs for a long time, except for that high yield syndicate which Mark Lowry runs, where I have a small stake, but that's more of a yield play than anything else. And I know he's gone for shorter maturities recently. But as far as these government bonds are concerned, I don't regard the yields as competitive. And I regard the risks as very high for the reasons that I've mentioned so many times. Now let's move on to the US dollar because this is a more interesting situation in here. I'm a bit surprised to see that upside breakout on the US dollar index. See the euro break down because within that trading range it had more dynamics on the upside than the downside. But I'd said previously that the patterns were not sort of the all-convincing type where we had clear trends that are much easier to analyze, play, and monitor than markets that are primarily in overall trading ranges. But, and I'd also worried that, or suspected, and more than worried, that the consensus bullishness on the US dollar prior to the breakout was a contrary indicator. Well, it proved not to be. We did get a breakout, and there's a very strong one on Friday. And it doesn't appear to have given up any ground in here today. Now, my hunch is that given all that bullishness, that this is the dollar's last hurrah, and it may not last all that long. People were talking quite recently now about going in and backing the dollar on the upside. Well, I can understand why they would want to do that on a technical play, and one can always generally back breakouts, but I'd have a fairly tight stop on it because remember, there are an awful lot of people who are long and in at somewhat lower levels. Now, the bleed factor that I've requested, anybody who sees, hears any bleats on this, do point it out. The next bleats are likely to come from the U.S., I suspect, certainly at any rate, if this U.S. dollar rally does continue in November and December, as it might, but I'll stick to my view. I think it's the last hurrah, and that despite the breakout, I still maintain that the next big move, really big move, will be downwards for the greenback. Now, with a dollar that firm, though, I'm still a little cautious of the precious metals. But I've said, and many other people have said, that we've seen a partial uncoupling here from the dollar. Never going to happen totally. So we will see any additional dollar strength as a headwind for precious metals. Nevertheless, I do maintain that this is a terrific story and that these are buys on setbacks. I toyed with the idea of picking up a little gold in here today. This morning, but didn't do it finally. But I think that's a strategy I can certainly justify. Picking up any of these precious metals on setbacks. Okay, last but not least, have a look at that natural gas chart, that upside key day reversal. Now, usually, those are fairly good signals, particularly if they're in line with the primary trend. For it not to be a good signal, we would need to see an offsetting downward dynamic really taking out that key almost immediately, like tomorrow. Now, there are occasions when we will get keys that are on the other side of secular trends, and they're just warning shots across the bow. Now, natural gas has seen quite a big shakeout. I did mention earlier on that there'd been some technical damage, but I don't think there's any doubting the overall secular bull trend. So my hunch is it's quite a reasonable tradable signal. And I think that's pretty much the highlights, folks. So I'll just say, as I usually do at the end of these, all the best to all of you.